Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men Bite Size, the day after the kids beat Southampton 3-0 in the FA Cup, securing a tie with Manchester United away in the next round. Got quite a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about all the amazing stats of Klopp's kids as they beat Southampton. We've got the latest on Michael Edwards and Xabi Alonso as well. So strap yourself in. This promises to be a very good one. So we're going to start off with some of the stats and stuff. Michael Reid on Twitter says, aged 18 years and 162 days, Lewis Cumas is the fourth youngest player ever to score on his senior debut for Liverpool. Michael Owen at 17 years, 143 days. Jordan Rossiter, 17 years, 183 days. Jimmy Melia, 18 years, 46 days. New into the top five, Lewis Cumas, 18 years, 162 days. And rounding out the top five, Robbie Fowler at 18 years and 166 days. We move swiftly on to another tweet from at Michael underscore Reid 11, who's a football data editor at Opta Joe, says Jaden Danz, 18 years, 43 days old, is the second youngest player ever to score more than once in a single game for Liverpool, behind only Michael Owen, who scored a League Cup hat-trick against Grimsby in November 1997, aged 17 years and 339 days. Rarified air indeed. Liverpool themselves are tweeting, for the first time in our history, two players aged 18 or younger have scored in the same senior game. Take a bow, Lewis Cumas and Jaden Danz. Andrew Beasley weighs in, saying that Harvey Elliott created 8 big chances this season before last night, with Diaz, Gakpo and Nunes missing all of them. Jaden Danz has fixed that barren run. Back to Michael Reid. Trey and Yoni is the first player born in 2007 to play for Liverpool. He was born over a month after the Champions League final versus Milan that year. Aged 16 years, 243 days. He's the third youngest debutant in club's history after Jerome Sinclair, 16 years and 6 days, and Harvey Elliott, 16 years and 174 days. Yes, wild, to be honest with you. There's another one from Ben Bozak, who says, when Jürgen Klopp joined the club, the youngest scorer in FA Cup history for Liverpool was Michael Owen at 19 years and 20 days. Since Jürgen Klopp took over, 6 Liverpool players have now beaten that record. Kay Gordon, Jaden Danz, Lewis Cumas, Shay Ojo, Harvey Elliott and Curtis Jones. And he finishes off with, Klopp's use of the academy has been incredible. Wow. One more for you. After Cumas and Dan scored tonight, it's now 50 players who have scored their first goal for Liverpool since Joe Gomez made his debut for the club. My word. Also, can we stop shouting shoot, please? Please, please, please. Even Jürgen doesn't want us to shout shoot anymore. I particularly hate it. Quite okay with the ironic one towards the end, if I'm being frank. But yeah. So there we go. That's the news, the records and all that type of stuff. Then we get on to the really interesting stuff, the stuff that we can get our teeth into. So we'll start off with Michael Edwards first and foremost. And I'm going to read from The Mirror, and it's John Cross, who is their chief football writer, who says, Liverpool's owners, Fenway Sports Group, are seeking a new sporting director and could turn to former chief Michael Edwards, who played a huge part in their success under Jurgen Klopp. Michael Edwards would want complete control at Liverpool before considering returning to Anfield. And that would likely mean a move for Bournemouth's technical director, Richard Hughes, who has already been heavily linked with Liverpool. So we know Edwards quit in 2022, basically after 10 years at LFC, and he's already turned down one approach from FSG to become Liverpool's sporting director again. But FSG are now likely to go back for him again to try and set up a new structure preparing for Jurgen Klopp's departure. Edwards is our number one choice, has that relationship and also a respect for Hughes, which means he will also be on the radar. We know that Xabi Alonso is going to be the favourite for the manager and stuff. Now, what's interesting is the Telegraph and the Times have both done a couple of pieces on Edwards to Liverpool. So we know he's turned down the approach. This is from the Telegraph now. One of the tools Liverpool may use to try and convince Edwards is that the parameters of the role will be different in the post-Jurgen Klopp era. When Edwards and his protege Ward were in position, Klopp's growing influence ensured that he was the most powerful voice at the club. In fact, it's rumoured that Edwards had some problems with the length of contract that was being handed out to older players. But this will be a whole new world for Liverpool, which means there is a new opportunity. So the idea would be bring Edwards in to essentially take over a lot of Gordon's role as CEO and really run the sporting side of things from top to bottom. The sporting director or the director of football will then therefore report to Michael Edwards and stuff like that. Now, one of the things that I think is really interesting, obviously we know that he set up, Michael Edwards has set up this Ludonautics, I think it's called, the company that he set up with Ian Graham, our ex-head of research, and they sell essentially data analysis to football clubs. So we know he's got his own thing going on, and he said when he left that he would not be a director of football again after Liverpool. And maybe this is that change of position or change of role that might be able to sort of, for us to ensnare Michael Edwards back into Liverpool Football Club, because obviously we know he's highly regarded. He was one of the top guys at Liverpool Football Club and one of the reasons we've been so successful, along with the likes of Ian Graham, Jurgen Klopp, all the coaches, players, etc., etc.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, one of the things I find really interesting is we go back to this first line from the Mirror article. And I've seen this on tweets and stuff as well, so it's not just this article. It's Michael Edwards would want complete control at Liverpool before considering returning to Anfield. And I'm just focusing in on that word want. Because if you're telling me Michael Edwards wants to be in complete control, that tells me that Michael Edwards, if given that role, would want to be at Liverpool Football Club. Edwards wants Liverpool. That's what I'm reading into it. And that is what we're going to have to try and do. Will we want, as Liverpool Football Club, to hand complete control over to Michael Edwards? I don't know. It might be the most sensible, the smartest thing. There's been rumours of a percentage in FSG in the same way that LeBron James has a percentage in FSG. It does beg the question of what Mike Gordon is going to be doing. Obviously, he stepped back a year or so ago to try and find an investment partner for Liverpool Football Club. Was that part of a bigger deal? Was it really to do with his age and him wanting to step back from the day-to-day duties of running a football club? Would this all go hand in hand with Michael Edwards' return, Mike Gordon taking a step back or a step back into FSG moreover than Liverpool Football Club? These things are going to decide themselves and over the next few months and stuff. So it really is interesting and a very, very interesting time at the moment to be a Liverpool fan. Obviously, we know we've got big contracts. Obviously, Virgil van Dijk, Mo Salah, Trent Alexander-Arnold, all in the last 18 months of their contract. Talks for a new deal for Virgil van Dijk are already not anticipated until a new sporting director is in place, but you'd imagine that that's going to be a very, very easy conversation. Is he still the best centre-back in the world? Yes. Does it matter his age? No. Give the man what he wants. He is also the captain of Liverpool Football Club. So I'm really interested here to see where we go, because not only would you have the wealth of experience of Michael Edwards helping a new sporting director come into the football club, but you feel like he would have the control that he would want in a post-Jürgen Klopp era. And with the football club, the youth players and the players that we've got in the first team squad already proving that we've got the right guys in the club, the manager and the sporting director seem to be the final pieces of the jigsaw puzzle to really sustain Liverpool's ability to compete at the top over the next course of sort of 5 to 10 years. It's a very, very exciting time to be a Liverpool fan, isn't it? So yeah, really interesting stuff there. And I suppose finally then for Bite Size, obviously we had Dan had an expert insight over on YouTube. We put it out with Sasha Tavolieri, who has been very, very vocal on Xabi Alonso and Liverpool being in contact, or Xabi Alonso's entourage being in contact with Liverpool Football Club. So I think it's really, really interesting, this stuff. Now, Sasha said talks are ongoing. Liverpool are ready to find a financial solution with Leverkusen to please them and please every party. The fact is that Leverkusen will not let their trainer leave for free. It will be a transfer fee, a transfer price that Liverpool will pay. But the fact is that for the moment, they didn't go into salary perspective and so on. There is no draft contract that has been sent to the agent. All they say is, we want him. We want to be sure that he's involved. And also we want to let him know what will be the structure and what we are going to do next season with the sporting director, with the executive director and so on. So they really want to involve him in the future of the team before they speak about money. Now, again, as Abby has said, and I think quite rightfully, and this makes him go up in my estimation even more, that he wants to focus on Bayer Leverkusen. He wants to focus on the Bundesliga. He wants to focus on the Cup. He wants to focus on the Europa League. And that's exactly what you want from a manager, isn't it? To be focused on the day-to-day job. But we are in contact with his entourage. Xabi Alonso, if you believe the rumours, once Liverpool Football Club, we've got no problem that we'll be able to pay Leverkusen. Leverkusen apparently are really happy that Liverpool have gone with the softly approach and done it right, are willing to pay a transfer fee for him as well, whereas I think they are a bit pissed off. And Xabi Alonso himself, according to Sasha Tavolieri, is pissed off, essentially, that Bayern Munich are not only trying to get him as manager, but they're also trying to derail his league campaign by getting this done publicly with a very hard approach, whereas Liverpool's softly approach seems to be bearing fruit at this stage of negotiations and stuff. So, yeah, really, really exciting. I think one line that I'm just going to pull back to here is, we also want to let him know that what will be the structure and what we are going to do next season with the sporting director, with the executive director and so on. Now, this adds credence for me, specifically with the sporting director, with the executive director and so on. This adds credence to the idea that the executive director at Liverpool Football Club is going to change. It adds credence to the idea that Liverpool are going to be going after Michael Edwards in that role, as well as a sporting director. And obviously, I think Liverpool wants We've seen this in the Times article. They want to get the sporting director and the executive director position sorted out, but it has to also be hand in hand with a new manager. The new manager has to know the system that he's going to be working with. And if Sacha Chavalieri is saying this, separate almost of the news about Michael Edwards, then it does say to me that he's got his facts absolutely spot on and his ducks in a row. So I am very excited about the potential for a Michael Edwards Xabi Alonso dynamic within the upper echelons of Liverpool Football Club. I'm sure you will be too. That has been Bite Size, Thursday the 29th of February. Thank you very much for listening and I'll catch you next time. Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.